present?
Yes, my friend.
Well, Mr. President, I did a little praying, I did a little walking, and a little thinking, and I decided, despite everything, I'd go with Muskie.
Let's go.
And he and I sort of talked it out. I think it's the right thing.
That's good enough for me. I'll do all I can to help, my friend.
God bless you.
Well, the only important thing is for you to be sure that that's who you can go to. You got to have a wife and a vice president that you don't have to worry about. And I've had that blessing, and you know it. And if that's your decision, that's mine.
Thank you, Mr. President.
God bless you, and keep in touch with me.
Are you coming in with us tonight?
I don't much think so, Hubert. I would, if there's anything in the world I could do to help, I'd do it. But I feel this way about it, that it's run well. You've got a good platform. You got a good candidate. I couldn't do anything except just come in and kind of divide and share and try to. Well, I think it's your day, and that you ought to have anywhere I can go and any place I can do anything, or any of my people or my staff or family, we want to do it. But I don't want glory, and if I did, I'd be running. I don't want to applaud it. So what I want to do is just to be able to do a little thinking and quietly rest and look after myself. And I don't believe it is anything except people could do a little applauding, and some of them could do a little quarreling. But I just hope that you have a good night. I know you deserve it, and I'll be praying for you. And I have had an instinct and a genuine feeling, and nobody really felt it but me, but I thought all along that Truman and Stevenson and some of the others that I saw to go to convention after it was somebody else's day made a mistake. And I don't want to try to tell anybody what to do or don't want anything. I want to just be helpful to my wife and to you and to my loved ones. And I don't think there's anything I could do there except to kind of be a brother-in-law or a grandpa or somebody that you had to be nice to. And I think you got too many troubles, and I don't want to. You've talked to me 3 or 4 times. Nobody will never know it but me and you.
That's right.
But I don't want you to ever do it except to try to be helpful to you. And you got too many bases you got to touch. And so you just keep your chin up, and I think that I'll just turn over and take a little nap and get up and finish you. Little more on preserve and protect old Alan Drury's novel, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, next day, whenever you get some sleep.
All right.
And anything you want out of me or want me to do, or any experience I have, it's yours, and I'm not going to be a prima donna, and I'm not going to be somebody that tries to tell you what to do, and I just want to help you.
Thank you, Mr.
I do want to tell you again that you got the greatest wife in the world, and whatever you and her decide to do, we want to help you do it, me and mine.
Thank you.
Goodbye.